sugar day to be with you. We have the number of things, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who knows, maybe we'll get to 10 different things that are of interest and import to you as we start the week with Jennifer Horn and you and your ideas at 800-510-8255. This is not pleasant. It is not fun. It's not necessary. But it's important to talk about the soldier who shot and killed 16 Afghan civilians yesterday, and then he turned himself in. Officials say the soldier is a staff sergeant. He went off the base early in the morning, went into a couple of villages, opened fire, and then at the end of the day, 16 people are dead. The Taliban got how many American soldiers a couple of weeks ago? 6 or so because of the burning of the Quran. What in the name of heaven are we doing still in Afghanistan? What are we doing? This man, whoever he is, whatever his issue is, whatever his problem is, if we weren't there, he wouldn't stand accused of killing 16 people. If we weren't there, all the Americans who have died thus far would not be dead.
If we weren't there, do you think he would have killed those people somewhere else down the line?
Well, he wouldn't have done it in Afghanistan. Who knows? I mean, I think I don't know what to say about that, Jennifer. I don't know how to respond to that. Who knows? I mean, that's almost not pertinent to this in the sense that, unless he's like the guy
that
was down at Fort Bliss.
I guess because you're saying we should get out of Afghanistan, which I think is true. But do you think this is just a sick individual who at some point would have cracked? Or do you think the reason he cracked?
That's a second issue. The secondary issue is whether or not we are doing a good job of profiling our own soldiers. Are we on top of or in touch with whatever's going on with them? What's going on in their minds? What's the psyche like of people who are over there in that situation? How'd you like to be sitting over there? People say, well, that's war. No, we don't have to be at war over there. We shouldn't be at war over there. We shouldn't even... It's so frustrating because it's so obvious to anybody with the brain the size of a pea what has gone on over there. And it's just more of the same kind of stuff. Bill Maher, remember Bill Maher? This is a part of the discussion, the conversation surrounding Rush Limbaugh this past week when Bill Maher was in the focus because he supported Rush Limbaugh. In all of this madness.
Right, he came out on Twitter and said he doesn't like advertiser intimidation. And
right. Do you
Rush
remember why?
Leave him alone.
Do you remember why he was thrown off of ABC television?
Yeah, wasn't it because he said that Muslims were not cowards? Because I think somebody had said that they're cowards because they do these suicide bombs and things. Mm. And I think he came and said, no, they're the least cowardly people out there. Something like that.
I think that it was that the more... serious strain of the conversation had to do with him saying that the reason that America has so many problems around the world is because we stick our nose into so many different places and we are not liked because we are doing things that are unpopular with much of the rest of the world, i.e. sending soldiers here, sending soldiers there.
But aren't we expected to do that? I mean, people tell us to do that, and then they get angry when we tell them to, when they ask us to go places.
Did Hamid Karzai ask us to come to Afghanistan?
No, Afghanistan, not so much. But everywhere else, they want us to go to Africa.
We set him up, didn't we?
Yeah, but they want us to go to Africa. They want us to go, I mean...
All right, the conversation here is...
to go places.
Is what's appropriate use of American military... might. 800-510-8255. You're the mother of an 18-year-old who's just signed up to go into the Army. What do you think is the appropriate use of your son's time and talent while he is in, or she, the young women that are going in? More and more women at 18 and 19 are going in. So what is the appropriate? You're a mother. You've got children who want to go into the service. You bless them. And then they go off to duty, not off to war, off to duty. What's an appropriate use of your child in that circumstance? 800-510-8255. And Jennifer, I think that's an even more meaningful question for those who mother and father maybe have been in the service already, and their children are, you know, many of us, including you, go in the footsteps of our parents. So if, in fact, your parents have been in service to our country, and you've decided you want to follow that proud tradition, then what's an appropriate use of your talent? 800-510-8255. I think that's a good question, I think, under the circumstances.
It's an interesting question, yeah.
And by the way, let me just go back to the Rush Limbaugh thing and all of this stuff. The people who are upset about Limbaugh because of his violence, the suggestion of the violent sort of words that were used. That's the one word that I heard, an adjective used to describe what Rush said, violent, vitriolic, whatever it is. So answer this question for me, will you please? Food for thought. If, in fact, that's the problem, then how is it, and advertisers are running away, and this is my sort of problem with this, advertisers are not walking, they're running away from Limbaugh, the stations he's on, running away. So let's go back and focus on the advertisers for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. There is an event that takes place every January or February that is so violent, the game itself that's being praised, lauded, and loved is corrupt by standards presented to us last week to think about. The halftime show is about as lowbrow as you can get. It's always full of sexual innuendo. And yet people fight over themselves to sponsor the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The game of football is an extraordinarily violent game. It is corrupt, as we found out last week. And the halftime show is just as unfamily-friendly as you can imagine. Yet people spend, last year, was it what, $3 million a spot?
Oh, sure, easily, yeah.
So if that's the case, what's your problem with Rush Limbaugh? Is that, what am I missing here?
It's an interesting point.
Thank you. 800-510-8255, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. I guess we're talking about violence in a sense here. I've sort of played in what's going on in Afghanistan, Jennifer, to the accusations against Limbaugh and then what we support and how weird all this stuff is. It's just weird. We are a weird We're a weird bunch of people. We really are. We're just weird. Jason's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Welcome to Good Day, Jason. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you called. You tell me what's going on.
Well, you were asking what we should do with our military. I think we should bring them home and use them to fight the violence that's going on our borders to the south.
Yeah, well, we can't because the Constitution prohibits it. It doesn't prohibit us from bringing the boys home. It prohibits us from using them the way you've suggested. Now, maybe that's something we ought to change in a constitutional convention. But under the circumstances, at least half of what you desire is what we can do. Mm-hmm. And I'm betting that 74, 75, 76% of the public, maybe even more than that.
Yeah,
Jennifer, do you know anybody?
Probably more.
Yeah, but do you know anybody, Jennifer, in your circle of friends, whether they be young parents, people, maybe you know some folks that are still in the service, do you know anybody who thinks we ought to stay in Afghanistan?
I don't think so. Now, what I'm curious about, though, and I haven't asked him this question, is I just had a family member get back from Afghanistan. I think I told you he got the Silver Medal
yes.
of Honor. And
yeah.
I don't know what he thinks. He'd be the one I'd want to know what yeah. he actually, if he thought we should get out or not.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to present and former members, those who have been in the uniform or are still. And, you know, you're anonymous here. You don't have to tell us who you are. You don't have to mm-hmm. tell us where you are. What is an appropriate use of your time at the moment in terms of wearing uniforms, serving the United States of America? 800-510-8255. Let me spend a minute talking about something that's very appropriate for all of us who are in small business circumstances. That includes you, Jennifer, and your family business. Includes me and my family business. And includes many people listening to this program right now who are on their way. They start early. They work long hours. And they need to make very good use of every single minute of every single day. So my question to those of you who go to the post office or send one of your staff members to the post office every day, why do you do that? Why? Why would you send somebody, or in your own circumstance, you don't bank anymore that way, right? You bank online. So why wouldn't you use stamps.com? Stamps.com online, so convenient, so smart. It's buying and printing official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. What could make more sense than that? Print postage for any letter, any package, anytime you need it. If you work like some of the people I know who have their own businesses, they're working 14, 15, 16 hours a day. The mailman comes afterwards and picks it up. You don't need to go to the post office. You got a busy schedule. You don't have a minute to waste. You won't like it. You'll love Stamps.com. So here's what you do. Special offer. Doug Stefan listeners, go online to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, you click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Doug. And in that way, you'll get a no-risk trial offer from Stamps.com. $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale, using to weigh your packages and stuff, $55 free postage. My guy Bob is using this, loves it. I'm guessing, Jennifer, you've gotten into it now.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to do this, go to stamps.com, use my name Doug in the code. That's the way you get the special deal, stamps.com. It just makes so much sense. Why would you want not to, wasting time? You don't have time to waste. Get at it. All right, more on this coming up at 21 after. This is Good Day.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
News for President Obama. The latest polls show President Obama's approval ratings among women have risen by 10%. Yeah, he's up by 10%. Yeah, many people believe this increase is due to Obama's new campaign slogan, "Tell me about your day."
Pat Robertson says saying that he supports legalization of marijuana is like, it's like Bob Barker said, "Go ahead, let your dog keep its balls. Go ahead." It's like, Jeff, you got any?
It's like Matthew McConaughey saying, all right, today the shirt stays on.
Yeah. So good. I don't see why anyone's surprised, though. Pat Robertson is 81 years old. And after a certain point, you know, old people don't give a crap what anybody thinks. They don't. They eat at 5 p.m. They wear socks with sandals. When they see a cute girl at the checkout in the supermarket, they're like, I want to squeeze your boobies. And everybody's like, he's so cute. I salute you, old people. Do it your damn well, please.
Not as funny the second time around.
I don't know. That impression gets me every time.
It's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and I and you are talking about three different things that have to do with violence. And I don't think I'm stretching. Violent actions, violent thinking, violent actions. And violent actions in terms of, in this case, the military in Afghanistan.
And also troop fatigue. I mean, is this happening because everybody's just tired and needs to come home and they're driven to their breaking
point?
Well,
if they are, then are our soldiers a bunch of wimps?
No, are you kidding? Five tours in Afghanistan or something like that? That does not make you a wimp.
World War II, the soldiers get tired and want to come home? No, they wanted to finish the job. I'm sure they're tired. That's for sure.
It's a different kind of... I mean, the thing with this is it's a different kind of war. You don't know... I mean, right now, what I've heard is that soldiers are not allowed to actually shoot guns at all unless they're being fired on. That right now, they're on a goodwill tour, basically. Yeah. So they can't shoot guns unless they're fired upon.
So then why
and
are we
who
there?
Who do you know is... I mean,
get
imagine...
out. If you can't shoot at the enemy, then what the hell are you doing there?
But
get
just
out.
Imagine being out on the streets and having people come over and it's like,
terrible,
you don't know who
leadership.
Your enemy is.
Horrible leadership. And they're so busy worried about the political consequences of this, you go back to thinking about what we're there for in the first place. David, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. You come in earlier with a woman who said, why don't we bring our troops home and secure our own border? You said, oh, we can't do that legally. Why not? Why can't we bring our troops home in a bad war zone and secure our own borders? Why do we have to secure borders of other people?
It is an unconstitutional reach. I'm looking.
That's why we have the national. Well, I think that's why we have the. That's why we have the National Guard.
So it's unconstitutional to secure our own borders. but it's constitutional to secure the borders of other countries? Does that make sense? Is that common sense?
Of course it doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Posse Comitatus Act is the federal law that was passed in June of 1878 after the end of the Reconstruction era. Its intent was to limit the power of local governments and law enforcement agencies in using the military personnel to enforce the laws of the land. Contrary to popular belief, the act does not prohibit members of the Army from exercising state law enforcement. Let's see here. Helping police, peace officers, et cetera, simply requires that any orders to do so must originate in Congress. Okay?
So they could if Congress issued an order to do so.
Would you see this Congress issuing an order to do that? Right now,
depends
Congress
on who's in
is,
there.
Yeah, right. But under the circumstances, Congress, I mean, there is, Congress is basically frozen. Have you noticed that? Can't even come up with a budget. Can't agree on anything. So not likely this is going to make it through Congress, unless we were attacked, like if the cartels came over with a nuclear bomb or something. 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What's more aggravating than getting a speeding ticket? It's getting a speeding ticket when you're out of state. And here's what you need to know about dealing with that situation. If you get cited for speeding out of state, you better not ignore it. There's something called a non-resident violator compact. And guess what? It's valid in 44 states. It means if you ignore a ticket, your home state will be notified, and it could result in your license being suspended there. Now, each state varies in its rules. For example, North Carolina has a mandatory court appearance. Ask the officer who issues the ticket or contact the county court to find out if you're expected to show up or how you can possibly waive that. So how can you avoid all this? Well, of course, don't speed. But it doesn't always work out that way. According to the National Motorist Association, Florida is the state most likely to issue speeding tickets, with Georgia and Nevada tying for second. And of course, there are those dreaded speed traps. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Look, stamp flavor.
Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com, with the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oopsie.
Quit your job about a week ago. Why would you do that?
You don't need
no stinking lazy, no goods listening to this program.
Oh.
We need everybody to be working. Full employment for everyone. If you
That's
vote
right.
for me, everybody has a job.
Then How's nobody will for vote you? For you.
Oh.
Nobody wants a job. Are you kidding?
I see. You know that unemployment in Washington, D.C. is 3%? 3% in Washington. Even the people who live northeast of the capital in the areas that, you know, they're parking cars, driving buses, whatever it is. It's Washington's the place to be, man. All that dough floating around there. Woo-hoo!
Lots to do, absolutely.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, welcome to Monday. You turned your clocks ahead, obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be here. So thank you for that.
That hurts, by the way. And, you know, I thought
that?
Of you this weekend.
Did you?
And I was a little, I had a mini outrage this weekend.
Ooh, how's
because,
that?
You know, on Facebook and Twitter, which I check into quite often,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of reminders about setting your clock. And then this one friend of mine actually went off about how she didn't like the time change, which I agree. I don't like it either because it just throws off your sleep schedule. I do like the daylight, however. But they were talking about, why do we need to change our time for farmers? It's 2012. Why do we have to change the time to help farmers out?
Farmers have tractors with lights on them. Maybe you're making a good point.
I know, but still, that kind of made me sad. I don't want people attacking the farmers over the time change.
Well, maybe she doesn't know all of the pieces. You might want to query her a little bit more on that, Jennifer. Get back to me.
You want me to bring her on?
Yeah.
Tell her to call us.
It's Monday, the 12th of March. Week from Wednesday is the first day of spring. That's kind of cool. We're talking, among other things, about what happened in Afghanistan this weekend, the business of violence in our world. I saw yesterday, I decided after I was inspired by having breakfast with my children, brunch, as I normally do on Sunday morning. So I went to an art theater to see a couple of movies, or at least I thought I'd see a couple of movies. One of them was an Italian movie.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
That's kind of creepy. Creepy guy by himself at an art theater.
Well, there were a lot of other people there that weren't creepy, so it was okay.
Okay, phew.
So this movie was about an older man trying to find his relevance with women.
Uh-oh.
And,
So you were the creepy guy.
And then after that was over, I went in to see this movie with Ewan McGregor.
You even snuck into a theater at a small
called Perfect Sense. And it was so disturbing. It was just so disturbing. I went to see the Yemen fish thing, which was a lot of fun. Not what I expected. I thought it was going to be stupid and irrelevant and awful, but it was really quite good. I like Emily Blunt, and I always have liked her. Mm-hmm. And it was, she, both of them were very likable characters, likable stories. Good, it was a good movie. I don't know how it did on the weekend wrap. I'll have to check that. But the point is that there is always a need, I think, for some kind of distraction, especially when you get clobbered. This was Sunday afternoon. Watching the Sunday morning news programs deal with Afghanistan, among other things, you'd want to go out and commit Harry Caray.
Yeah.
Over and over. And then,
when I started seeing all the rundown on the Republican nominees, that's when I shut the TV off yesterday morning, because I just can't take it anymore. It's like, make a decision already.
Ugh. Yeah, the process is, it's cannibalizing.
It's
We're
killing
eating,
me. It went on way too long.
It's asinine. It really is. And the Republicans are the ones who caused it.
And the thing is, we're not even, I mean, now that we're in the election cycle is when I should be focusing, but it started so early that it just, you're over it by the time it comes.
Then there's this story, story from Washington State this weekend about a 7-year-old girl who died yesterday after being accidentally shot by her brother. Police say the two children were left alone in a car, and there was a gun in the car. One of the children picked up the gun and fired it.
Very sad.
How do you deal with that? Why is there a gun laying loose in the back of a car
that's
loaded?
Especially when it's your gun. How do you deal with that if you're the dad?
You're crazy. And there's got to be something illegal as hell. The guy would probably go to jail for it. And appropriately so. What are you thinking, man? You leave an empty... You leave a loaded gun in an empty car, or at least no parents. What are you doing with a gun in the car? Loaded. Just laying there. So a 7-year-old can find it?
It's a reminder that just an instant can change your whole life.
He
probably thought he was running in somewhere and just, so sad.
800-510-8255. Hey, James, you know what also I saw this weekend? The Undefeated, the story of the Manassas High School football team in Memphis. Did you see that movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen it. It's, you know the story, right, about Manassas High School?
Yeah, I know about the story. I've heard people talking about it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's in the theaters. You might want to see it. It's kind of interesting. All right, you didn't call about that, obviously, because you haven't seen it, but I thought it was a movie that it was basically home movies about the Manassas High School football team. It was pretty interesting. It was slow. You know, it wasn't like a really polished production. It wasn't like the one with Sandra Bullock. What was that with The Blind Side? That wasn't. It was sort of the same message, but we don't get out much anymore, James.
Not into sports. But,
got it. All right. Well, I understand that. Okay, you want to make a comment about something that I said regarding the whole area of violence?
Well, it was about Rush Limbaugh. You could take some of the statements that he said and put it into a song lyric and have a beautiful music behind it, like LaRue's New Orleans Lady, or a song like Bob Seger, Hollywood Nights, or Down on Main Street, and they would fit right into the song and nobody would be insulted, even though the same thing would be being said.
Yeah, it depends on who's listening. Remember, this is a well-orchestrated, extraordinarily well-orchestrated event. It's like these people are just waiting, and they're calling everybody. The people who supposedly are upset are calling everybody. They don't even know who they're calling. So the organization that has put this protest together has shot themselves in the foot because they've gone overboard, and they now, it seems foolish to the point of almost being stupid, because they have lost sight of the original comment and why it was offensive, and now it became all about Rush Limbaugh instead of all about the comment. And the comment is not, the comment was certainly ill-timed. His thought process was ill-used. He deserves to get the criticism that he's gotten. But to have these people go orchestrate and attack radio stations, they have nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh and programs and nothing. It just shows that they don't get it. And
how do they get away with the Brazil butt lift commercials and the Genie bra commercials and the women taking all the birth control pill commercials and stuff, and then, you know, women are spending $50 billion a year on makeup for some reason. I don't know what it is, but
because they want to look better. That's probably why it is.
For,
Except they're getting
for a while.
all this lead that's in the makeup, who's talking about that? I don't think I heard a peep about that from anybody except us, Jennifer.
I haven't heard it at all.
Not a peep.
And you would think, I catch up, I read all the women's magazines. You would think they'd have something like that in the women's magazines. Nothing.
All right, here's something for men. Men, listen up, please. We're back. We have the second million bottle giveaway announcement. Remember a couple of months ago, we were talking about your prostate health, what your prostate does, how it helps you in almost every way in your life, intimacy, urine flow, sleeping habits, that stuff. Well, because the million bottle giveaway was so successful earlier this year, or it was last year, I think. When was that? I don't even remember. It was the end of last year, wasn't it? Okay. So here's what we want you to do. The product is called Master Prostate Formula. I take it. It works. You can take it. It'll work. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function that'll help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. You can try it free with the second Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle will be on its way. Support a restful night's sleep. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try Master Prostate now because this amazing free bottle offer will be gone as quickly. The second million bottles will go as fast as the first. So get on the horn right now to 800-421-1712. That's 800-421-1712. Get a free bottle of Master Prostate, protect your prostate, and get a great night's rest. 800-421-1712. And the best thing is, it's free.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
At the South by Southwest Festival this week, Cisco's WebEx announced it has joined the Startup America Partnership and will be providing participating firms with free video conferencing and meeting capabilities. The Startup America Partnership was launched to help accelerate the growth of America's young companies. Scott Case, the founding CTO of Priceline.com, is the CEO of the partnership.
Our goal is to help American startups get what they need to grow into strong, successful companies. We're thrilled to have WebEx as a new partner because the services they provide are invaluable to new businesses as they develop their customer base, bring on new employees, and expand their reach.
Glenn Bray of WebEx.
It's a privilege to partner with Startup America to reach out to young companies with tools to help them become more successful. WebEx is committed to making the entire collaboration process for startups efficient, effortless, and productive.
For more information, visit www.s.co. I'm John Dridden.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
800-510-8255, 13 to change before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. There's a story today about this woman who gave birth to a 14-pound son.
She needs to get a badge for honor, I think.
haven't there been a couple of these, though, this year so far? These big
babies? I haven't heard about 14, but yeah, they're big babies. I mean, anything over 9, 10 pounds. Oof.
How much did you weigh?
I was 8 pounds.
Richie, how much did you weigh?
I was 8 or 9.
Yeah, I was 9 pounds, 4 ounces.
Wow, you were a big baby, too.
Must have been a beautiful baby.
Well, let me tell you about this woman in San Diego, because this poor thing, she went to the doctor before giving birth, and originally they thought the baby would weigh about 9 pounds. And then on March 6th, she went for another a little check-in, and they said, well, you'll probably get around away with about 11-pound baby. She went into labor over the weekend and had Jaden Sigler, who weighed in at 13 pounds, 14 ounces. It's huge. And had to be delivered via C-section, obviously. Yeah, they had to lift him out. He almost walked out, I think. The doctor who did the cesarean said it was the biggest baby he's delivered, and his career started in 1961. So that's a big little guy.
Timer. Yeah. All right, Oprah Winfrey's interview with Bobby Christina aired on OWN last night. And so do we have any surprises?
Yes. Bobby Christina came on and said she wants to change her name, first of all. She wants to drop the Brown and wants to take on Houston. So she wants to be Bobby Christina Houston.
Yeah.
She said that she wanted to do this after 6 years ago when her parents were separated.
She wants to be Christina Houston. She doesn't want to be Bobby either.
Right, she wants to dump all the references to her
Bobby
dad.
Brown.
And I guess she tried to do this before. Whitney stopped her and said, no, give it some time. And she's decided now that this is something that she wants to move forward with. Mm-hmm. Also interesting that occurred during the special yesterday, her sister Pat, Whitney's sister Pat, was on the show.
Yeah.
And there's been talk that there was the family members wanted to pursue a murder investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because Pat doesn't know how Whitney got into the bathtub. When she left her, Whitney was not in the tub, had no plans of going into the tub, and then she ended up there. So that's their big piece of the puzzle that they want investigated by the coroner's office.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. A lot of people are excited about Jessica Biel's engagement ring.
And Jessica Biel, too.
Yeah, her
that's
too.
That's Orange's sister.
Right. Yeah, they had lunch down the street the other day, and a lot of people were looking at her sparkler. Apparently, it's quite large.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She didn't like the first one.
No, so she gave the first one back and got the one she wanted, and man, oh man, it'll blind you.
13 grilled cheese sandwiches in 1 minute.
Mmm.
What's that guy's name, Kobayashi?
Kobayashi, he's the big eater guy.
26 pieces of bread, 13 slices of American cheese. We have to check. Now we need an investigative unit to check out whether it was really American cheese or was it that stuff that is neither American nor cheese. Right.
But imagine, you know what, though?
13 of those in a minute.
Do you think that he's going to be able to go to the bathroom for like a week? Because doesn't cheese and bread kind of bind you up?
You know, I don't know about that. In honor of this, I had a grilled cheese and tomato sandwich last night for dinner.
I just know when I had the stomach flu, Grandma Mima used to always make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right. Slow down all that acting. Let's hear it. 51 past the hour. You're on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Power
powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Technology in conversation. What's going on with your iPad, your iPod, your eyeglass? What's happening?
My eyeglass.
800-510-8255 always puts you in touch with us. Are you having good experiences at the Apple Store? Did you pre-order the new iPad? You can visit the Apple Store and do that, but the question is, should you? The cost of the iPad now is about $100 less. Richie, isn't it? What's the cost of the new iPad versus the old?
It'll start at $499, just like the other ones.
Yeah. I thought somebody told you they went down $100.
Well, you can buy the iPad, the previous version, for $100 cheaper.
Oh. Well, the one
Once the new one goes on sale, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why would you buy the other one at all?
The old version?
Yeah.
Because some people just want an iPad and they don't want to spend the big money, so they're like, yeah, this is fine for me.
They're going to keep making them.
Like, for example, you wouldn't care about the extra features, maybe.
No.
So maybe you would care more about saving $100.
I would. Yeah. I'd like to save $200 if I could. Yeah. Maybe $300. How about $400?
See what I can do for you.
Can I get one for $100? That's the question. All right, so we'll get to Shelley Palmer's asking that question in a moment here on Good Day.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Expires 3/31/12.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Shelley Palmer, and this is Digital Living. You can visit the Apple Store and pre-order the new iPad, but should you? It's got a faster processor, better camera, it shoots in HD, and it's 4G. And although it does not have Siri, the new iPad does take dictation. It's the same price, except for the data plans, which cost a lot more. So, should you buy one? Well, as I like to say, if you want an iPad, nothing else will do. An iPad is the tablet to own, and as everyone knows, it's also a fashion accessory. That said, if you own an iPad 2, you don't really need a new iPad unless you live in an area with excellent 4G coverage. There's no point in paying for a faster connection that you can't really use. Of course, if you don't have an iPad, or if you have an original iPad and you really want FaceTime, two cameras, HD video, and a faster processor, now would be a great time to buy. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Technology in the focus here on Good Day. Richie and Jennifer and I. Here's the new smart pen. You heard about the new smart pen?
What's it do?
Answers math problems and corrects spelling automatically.
Oh, that's a school kid's dream.
Wow.
It's the awesome. It's now available in the electronics aisle of most major stores. Computer electronics capture text in a digital file when the user writes on special paper. You got to use a special piece of paper. Software does calculations and corrects misspelled words out loud. Here's an example. If a user writes 2 plus 2, the pen will respond with 4.
Huh. Nah, I don't like that.
I do. For my own self. No. No mind. Do I want my kids using it? No.
But there's no mind left. You don't have the. It's just another way of cheating the system. I think that's.
Keeping your brain soft.
With a calculator, you have to at least put the numbers in. In the equation.
Yeah.
Dang, you're used to writing them.
You need to do that.
All right, so we don't like that idea. All right, there we have. We have spoken. Ladies and gentlemen, the law is now in effect. No more of these pens. 59 after on Good Day.